Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori, presenting your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve into the latest happenings in our dynamic industry. Our top story is the severe financial blow against malpractice in the building industry. Aecon Constructions and its director, Sait Iranchi, were slapped with a record fine of $250,000 by the Victorian Building Authority. They were found guilty of using more than 150 fake insurance certificates to get building permits, circumventing the law. This unethical move led to their operations being suspended in April, and Mr. Iranchi faces a 3-year industry ban. The Victorian Building Authority is committed to rooting out such rogue practices, and so they urge consumers to cross-check builders' registrations and insurance policies. The authority is now assisting aggrieved clients of Aecon after numerous complaints surfaced in May. On the international front, the Liberty Mutual Insurance Group, through its unit LM Re, has further extended its reach into our local market by launching a dedicated Australian branch. Led by Mark DeLamar from Aon, this strategic move is poised to enhance LM Re's presence in Australia and New Zealand. Mr. DeLamar, with his extensive industry experience, is expected to elevate client relations and enhance LMRE's capabilities in providing tailored reinsurance solutions. In a unique expansion of their services, the nonprofit health fund HCF is partnering with Allianz to provide home and motor insurance products. It appears the decision was heavily influenced by a survey showing a 95% preference for affordable insurance among HCF members aged 25 and older. This expansion promises flexible coverage options for buildings, home contents, and motor vehicles. The goal is to combine customized and affordable policies, giving policyholders dependable insurance and efficient claims handling. Lastly, major financial service provider Suncorp has shown a dedicated commitment to promoting economic equality with the launch of its third Reconciliation Action Plan. The plan focuses on amplifying economic opportunities for First Nations people heading towards 2026. There's an emphasis on improved access to customized insurance solutions, as well as promoting positive race relations and contributing to economic equity. That's your insurance industry news cut for this week, brought to you by Financial Services Online. For more information on insurance options that are designed to meet your personal and business needs, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estrotori, and I'll be back with another roundup next week. Stay safe and have a great upcoming week, Australia.